It is Hank FM.
And it is. This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Ah, yes. The endless supply, no matter what you text. It is why we can't have nice things. First of all, some actual criminal news and updates. You remember the 10 inmates who escaped from the New Orleans Justice Center back in May? Well, they finally caught the last one. Derrick Groves was captured in Atlanta after being months on the run, escaping along with the other 9 inmates there who had been captured before him. So they got all 10 finally. They're going to get you. And they're going to get you. They also got what authorities think is the guy that set the deadly Palisades fire out there. What was that? End of winter?
Oh, yeah.
In Los Angeles area. Jonathan Rendernecht, not Redneck, Rendernecht, 29 years old, Uber driver out of Florida.
Florida man.
Yes, arrested Tuesday. Federal charges there. Palisades fire ultimately scorched over 23,000 acres, killed 12 people. And he was an Uber driver on New Year's Eve, dropped off a passenger, and then where they know the fire started, they can track his phone to the time and the place, and it all matches up where the fire started and him reportedly evidently listening to a rap song at this trailhead that included a lot of stuff about setting stuff on fire.
Oh, boy.
He did evidently call 911, but he bailed and ran. And then the fire trucks evidently went past him to try to put it out. We'll see. He's in a lot of trouble.
You ever had a pet try to sneak in your car when you're leaving for work? Well, a cat named Ray Ray is the king of the four-legged stowaways. The DiNardo family was heading off to New Hampshire and New York from Pennsylvania and discovered him hiding after they'd already driven 100 miles on the road, and he was on the roof.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, daredevil.
Understandably, he's now become a social media phenomenon. He's kind of like an influencer, not a podcaster. And they are planning a children's book series.
Ray Ray?
Ray Ray.
Like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Tay Tay.
No.
Okay.
Ray.
Let us go to a lovely flight. And Londoner Matt Taylor, who is now looking at 10 months in jail for getting drunk and then proposing to a flight attendant.
Whoa.
Yeah, his actions forced the plane, a Jet 2 flight, to turn back for an emergency landing, and everybody groaned and was mad as he drank evidently reportedly 6 pints of beer before getting on the plane.
Make good choices.
Yeah, 10 months in jail. The good news is he saves $50 per pound because it's a Jet 2.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Those that tick. No, the talk.
So do any of us really want to leave a Golden Corral restaurant? No. But sometimes you got to back away. Staff had to call police on a woman that repeatedly hit up the dessert bar. She then refused to step out of the joint, even after they closed. Instead, she locked herself in the bathroom with a plate of fried shrimp.
Well.
Yeah, police had to escort her out when she began screaming, "Freedom includes free refills."
Yeah.
One guess as to where this all went down.
Florida Golden Corral?
Of course.
Okay. I kind of don't blame her. I mean, if it's never ending, guys, it's never ending.
Fried shrimp in the potty, though?
I don't know what the deal with Florida just in general is, but here we don't have Florida woman. 28-year-old Florida woman was arrested, and she Gabriel Franz was arrested last week, caught throwing dozens of used feminine hygiene products, put it that way, on her ex-boyfriend's lawn. He now lives there with his new girlfriend. Reports say there were up to 100 used feminine hygiene products.
Crying out loud.
And she's evidently very angry. It was caught on several security cameras, and nobody really knows why that happened. But I guess we can probably figure out why they broke up.
Dum, that, dum, you know, dum, dum, dum.
Something.
You know, Nothing is sacred on the front lawn or in social media anymore, and I do mean nothing. There is a streamer on The Twist. I've never been on Twist, but her name is Fandy.
Hi, Fandy.
And she shared her home birth with 30,000 of her closest friends.
That's unfortunate.
The fun took place over 8 hours. Yeah. It was a home birth. One user encouraged her to, quote, let that thing slide out like a Thanksgiving ham.
There.
Yeah. All right. You don't eat ham on Thanksgiving.
I don't.
And by the way, sir, that...
I don't want to eat anything.
That would be a miracle and a baby.
I don't.
Fandy, get it together.
I don't.
What do you think about that, bro?
Yeah,
I'm never
going to
think about that again. And then finally, in why we can't have nice things, a fight broke out at a Family Dollar in North Carolina over a NASCAR t-shirt and ended with a woman pulling a gun and holding it to a teenager's head.
What?
Yeah. Authorities are still trying to figure out how this Florida woman got Florida all the way up to North Carolina.
Florida man.
But nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Dum, 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 dum,